38 past the hour. Midnight Misfits. If you don't belong, you belong here. Because there's a group of us that no matter how we look presentable, no matter how normal we appear to be, we are in fact people who do not want to be with other people. And that's me. Can't say you relate to that, but I don't want to be with other people. My whole life has been spent being alone. And as a result, it's very interesting. I don't care what you think of me. I have never cared what you think of me. This has been true my whole life. I don't think it's arrogance. It sounds like arrogance, but it's not. It's just I don't have that chip that makes me want to be popular. The weird thing about working on the radio is that 99% of the time, a performer on the radio is in a room alone. And there's no visual clue that anybody's listening. There's no visual clue that management cares. You're just sitting in a room alone. That's what I always found to be the most desirable thing about being on the air, was that I could be on the air alone. And it would appear to be that I'm doing a very social act. What could be more social than being on the air? It's the opposite. And every single guy I know on the radio, yes, every single guy, every single woman I know who works on the radio is socially awkward. Off the air, they are socially awkward. They don't know how to have a normal conversation. They don't know how to look you in the eye. I'm certainly like that. And one of the reasons why I decided to stop wearing a suit and wingtip shoes and going to Brooks Brothers and to do a radio show is that I could stop going through the exhausting process of dealing with other people in the workplace. I do my show from the laundry room. I am in the laundry room right now. And I am surrounded by clothes. There's not another human being here. If I want to adjust the soundproofing, I hang up more clothes. It's great. And the people I get to work with, the privilege of working with James Montague and John Cole, is they're in another city. And we get along great because they're in another city. They don't have to look at me. They don't have to deal with me unless they want to. It's ideal. This is the best way for me to work. But as a result, I'm able to attract you, a midnight misfit. You're allergic to filling out forms. You're allergic to going to meetings. The worst thing for us is to work at a company where they say, well, you know, we're done with those Zoom meetings. No, the best thing to happen to me is now I do all of my business work on Zoom meetings. I don't have to go in person to any place. I love the Zoom meetings. And I have a much broader base of business contacts because, gee, I can go to South Africa, New Zealand, Australia, Europe, all in 10 seconds. It's fantastic. I love the Zoom meetings. I wish I had Zoom stock. Who knew? Who knew? You know, you figure FaceTime was there. That didn't catch on. The Zoom thing caught on. And now there are people like you who are saying, I'm not going back to the office. Why would I go back to an office? The need to go back to an office and a surefire sign that you're working for the wrong person is if they say, well, now you need to come back to the office. Why? For a year we've been on Zoom. It's fine. It works fine. No need to commute. No need to invest in clothes. No need to waste gasoline. You sit at home in a comfortable chair and you go on the computer. I had a hell of a health week. Let me tell you about this. I went to the dentist. That's always fun. I had AFib. AFib, where it's your heart has an irregular rhythm. It's not a heart attack, but your heart has an irregular rhythm. I was in the emergency room for 6 hours. 6 hours while they tried to stabilize my heart rate. And wait, there's more. I had another problem that was even more terrifying, and you and I will share that coming up in just seconds. It's 43 past the hour. This is Sterling on Sunday.